Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn some important words which contain silent B. Just looking at them, we could easily get the wrong idea of how they're pronounced. So it's important to become aware of them and learn how to pronounce them correctly. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how to recognize and pronounce words with silent Bs. We're also going to practice using these words in some key American expressions. In your native language, the way a word is spelled is usually the way it's pronounced. There is a direct relationship between spelling and pronunciation. As you probably know, this is not always the case in English. This is partially due to the fact that English is a hybrid language, a mixture of different languages. Another tricky aspect of English pronunciation is silent letters. This includes silent consonants. The most common silent consonants are B, L, T, and H. Today, we'll be focusing solely on B. Please listen and repeat the following words. Comb. Combine. Notice how the B's in each of these words are pronounced differently. In the word comb, C-O-M-B, the B is silent. In the word combine, the B is pronounced. So how do we know when the B is pronounced and when the B is silent? First, we must remember that B is usually not silent. It's usually pronounced. Silent B is more of the exception. Unfortunately, there are no consistent rules for determining when B is silent. In general, you have to memorize the pronunciation word by word, case by case. But there is a spelling pattern which usually indicates that the B is silent. For example, the spelling pattern MB, as in the words comb, climb, and bomb. In this spelling pattern, the B is usually silent. Notice that I did not say comb or bomb. My lips close on M, but do not release the air into B. Also notice that the spelling pattern MB comes at the end of the word. So let's practice pronouncing some words which have a silent B in the spelling pattern MB. Please listen and repeat. Climb. Bomb. Lamb. Comb. Womb. But what about a word like combine? Why is the B pronounced in combine but not in comb? Combine contains the spelling pattern MB, and yet the B is not silent. It's pronounced. We pronounce the B in combine because the B is coming in the middle of the word. B is usually silent if it's at the end of the word after a letter M. It's important also to specify that they are at the end of the root of the word. Even if we add a suffix to the root, like ing, the B remains silent. We say combing and not combing, and we say bombing, not bombing. This is in contrast to words like combine or number, where the B is falling in the middle of the root of the word. there's no true suffix at the end of those words. So adding a suffix like ing, er, or ed will not affect the silent b. The silent b will remain silent. Another spelling pattern with a silent b is bt. This spelling pattern, bt, usually has a pronounced b. But there are a few important words in which the b is silent. Please listen and repeat the following words containing silent b. Debt. D-E-B-T. Silent b. Debt. Doubt. D-O-U-B-T. Doubt. Subtle. S-U-B-T-L-E. It means not obvious. Subtle. One of the best ways to memorize these words with strange pronunciations is to use them in sentences. Please listen and repeat the following sentences containing silent B. She has a subtle sense of humor. He's paying off his debt. Today's lesson focused on a specific but important aspect of English pronunciation. There are many other sounds and aspects of pronunciation which need to be mastered in order to speak clearly and correctly. Speaking English with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.